You're listening to KNKX, and now it's time for Weather with Cliff Mass and 88.5's Bellamy Palethorpe.
Rain and snow, made me work in the cold rain and snow.
That's right, lots of rain and even some snow in the mountains. Finally, I was starting to worry a bit about our water supply. Were you? I'm Bellamy Palethorpe with Cliff Mass at the University of Washington. He says, don't worry, heavy precipitation is sticking around. It's also helping the situation with the California wildfires. We'll hear more about how that's all connected in just a bit. First, Cliff, let's get the details on the weather here. It's been pretty rainy and snowy around.
That's right. It shouldn't be Black Friday. It should be White Friday in the mountains because they've gotten substantial snow. And in fact, Crystal's opening today, I understand. So, you know, we've had a series of systems coming in the last few days. The last is moving through this morning. Some places in the mountains have gotten 1 to 2 inches of liquid precipitation, and above roughly 3,000 or 4,000 feet, half a foot to a foot can be expected. Now, today we have the last remnants of an upper-level shortwave that had all kinds of thunderstorms and showers with it, and that's going to be moving through this morning into this afternoon. So it will be showers on and off today. Highs will only be in the upper 40s. You know, cool day, showers on and off. But the interesting thing is this weekend is going to be actually pretty decent. We're going to have a break in which temperatures will be upper 40s and virtually no precipitation over the region on Saturday and Sunday. So it's great. Unfortunately, our better weather is associated with worse weather down in California. The jet stream went south of us, and that is bringing one system after the other into California. And they've been getting much heavier precipitation in Northern California. Some places in the mountains there have gotten 3 to 4 inches of rain, and it's really wet. For us, Monday and Tuesday, they'll bring the rain back, and there'll be showers on and off for the next week or two. So we're in the pattern now.
Talk more about the jet stream and how California's rainfall is tied to ours.
Well, you know, it's interesting. The storms are associated with the jet stream. They tend to follow the jet stream, and the jet stream tends to undulate up and down. When it goes up towards the north, it's a ridge. When it goes to the south, it's a trough. And we've had for weeks this ridge over us, the jet stream moving north. And so we in California have been dry. While we have been dry, the eastern United States has been wet and it's been cold. So strangely enough, while we were enjoying really amazingly nice weather for November, it's been much cooler and stormier back in the eastern United States. I mean, really cold. So what happened during the last few days, the jet stream has reorganized itself. And so our ridge has basically disappeared. And the jet stream is now undulated southward over California. And it looks like it's going to stay that way for a while. So the implication is that we get the weaker stuff on the cold side of the jet. So we'll have some showers next week and rain on and off, but nothing really serious. But the jet stream, with its full strength, will be barreling into California. And some locations in the mountains there could easily have 5 to 10 inches of precipitation. So pretty substantial. The fires will be out, but there are concerns from some that we might have some slides. In any case, their reservoirs will start filling.
And we get rain from the system pretty reliably, but in California, not so much. Why is that?
It's a really interesting aspect of the climatology of our rain here. You know, during the wintertime, the jet stream always pretty much gets to us. And so serious disturbance come into the Northwest, and we get rain that is, you know, quite reliable. We could get a dozen, two dozen major weather systems coming through during the winter. But further south, especially central and southern California, the jet stream doesn't reach them as reliably. They can get most of their rain in 2, 3, 4 storms. And if those 2, 3, 4 storms don't get to them, then they have a drought situation. So our rain is reliable, many, many storms. Down there, it's hit or miss, depending how often the jet stream gets that far south.
And this November, we have had a string of really beautiful sunny weekends, that high pressure system dominating. I was starting to get worried about the water supply. Was I right to be worried? You were saying no.
One should never worry about the water supply here before you get into December. On many, many years, October's been nice, and I can think of a dozen situations where the first half of November was relatively dry. But it is extraordinarily hard for us not to start raining the third and fourth week of November. In fact, the third and fourth week of November is the wettest period of the year here. So the jet stream can hold off for a while. It might go north of us into British Columbia and Alaska during early November, but late November, it is unbelievably unusual for it not to push south over us. And that is exactly what happened this year. In fact, it got carried away with itself. It not only passed through us, but it went down to California.
So no need to worry.
At this point, no. This is right now a weak El Niño year. There's no reason to expect any kind of drought conditions here in the Northwest and even California. In fact, in the El Niño years, California tends to have their wettest winters. So if the El Niño strengthens, California probably would be wetter than normal. We'll have to see, but no reason to worry at this point.
All right. Thanks, Cliff.
Sure, Bellamy.
He teaches atmospheric sciences at the University of Washington, and we talk every week at this time via Skype. You can subscribe to podcasts of our weekly conversations at our website, knkx.org. I'm Bellamy Palethorpe, KNKX News.